That's Moe's Allison at the Saturday Light Brigade. I forgot how much I like these guys. Not that I didn't really forget, but I'm just happy to have them here. Again, they have a new release that's coming out on Friday. It's coming in on Friday on vinyl, which is exciting. It's also digitally available. We'll talk more about that. But let's get started with Chet Vincent and the Big Bend.
Three little hands all in a row. Three little hands, and I was a crow. Three little hands all in a line. Three little hands and the sun.
Chet Vincent and the Big Bend. That's a song on the forthcoming Unconventional Dog. I like the name of the album. I like the song, too. Did you write everything on the album, Chet?
Yep. Yeah, I wrote all the songs on the album. We did.
Right, you can hear Chet. We got a drummer with good hearing. That's unusual here, but was that okay during the mix? Could you? Good. Yeah, I had it. I had Abe's headphones up really loud to be sure he could hear everything. But they don't need to be up real loud when you're not playing. Now his hearing used to be really good.
Yeah,
but you wrote everything you were saying.
Yeah, I wrote all the songs on the album, and as a band we arranged them all, obviously, and recorded them.
Yeah, the one thing I found really interesting is you recorded this pretty much. I know Tree Lady mixed it, but you recorded and mixed it, you know, in Abe's house.
Mm-hmm. We did all. Well, Madison, the bass player, is here, and our guitar player who's traveling in Europe right now and couldn't make it today, did all the engineering for it and the mixing.
Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel. Yeah. So we did everything ourselves for recording.
Yeah. Tell me about the setup you had in the house. I was just curious, Abe, Abe's passing the microphone.
Yeah. So Abe's parents, Abe grew up in this like Point Breeze house, so it's got this awesome entryway with like an open staircase, and so there's this like space that's with high ceilings. So
we're
trying to pull our own like When the Levee Breaks kind of magic. I don't think that it sounds like that, but it was a nice room, a lot of room, and they were out of town for a while, so we were able to leave the gear in place and comfortably record and frequent sessions, you know.
If you ever tried recording in a studio, you know that it gets very expensive very quickly, and this allowed us to, you know, circumvent that cost, you know, by taking our time trying to do it ourselves.
Well, and because I think I'm not a musician, but because of the speed with which you must do it and because of the technique, it can kind of suck some of the soul mm-hmm. out of what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's just tough. Like, I'm sure that there are, you know, bands or musicians that work well under that environment, that pressure environment. It didn't work for us in the past. So, you know, we like to take our time and, you know, record at our leisure. And, you know, studio schedules don't allow for that, really.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really been able to do a great job. Abe's going to add something, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, for me, I think you might actually end up, like, we ended up almost doing, like, for the drum tracking, which is what you do first. We did a lot of the bass tracking. Chet and I did it mostly in one night. But what's nice about having it set up in your home and not having to move it around is, you know, it's really no guarantee of, you know, when you sit down, if it's going to be a great day where you do, like, three quarters of the album like we did, or if, like, you get no usable tracks out of
it.
So it's really nice to be able to have, you know, Chet come over and we just play together and, you know, you really hope that, you know, it's going to turn out well. But if it doesn't, you don't lose anything. And eventually you're going to get hot and have one of those good days where you can keep taking everything in two tries. But it's very difficult to do when you've only been, you know, set up your stuff for, you know, you've been setting it up and miking it for 3 hours and you have three more hours before you run out of money. So it's definitely, it's not even necessarily, you know, you can get it done in a weekend, but it's having the option to be able to scratch a day that's really valuable to me.
Yeah, you can be fully present rather than always thinking of the meter mm-hmm. as you're playing. Belvedere's is where your CD release party is this coming Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk, why don't we listen to another song and then we'll talk more about it.
Great, yeah.
What would you like to do next?
So actually, the new album, a lot of the material is pretty heavy and loud, and I have some new songs that are that we want to try out a new song that we've been working on called She Gets the Best of Me. This isn't on the album, but it'll be on something someday.
Great. Here again, Chet, Vincent, and the Big Bend.
You guys ready? The world rushes by and it wants my all, but she gets the best of me. She gets the best of me. 10,000 voices, and I don't hear them call, 'cause she gets the best of me. She gets the best of me. People do as they please. My girl, she always sees. Bad times come and they go. My girl, she always knows. The time passes onward and we're getting older still. She gets the best of me, she gets the best of me. Friends move away, there's no one to replace them, but she gets the best of me, she gets the best of me. People do as they please, my girl she always sees. Bad times come and they go, my girl she always knows. I want the world, I want it all, I want it all for me. I want the world, I want it all, I want it all for me. The world rushes by and it wants my all, but she gets the best of me, she gets the best of me. 10,000 voices, but I don't hear them call, 'cause she gets the best of me, she gets the best of me.
Nice song. She Gets the Best of Me, sung there by Chet Vincent and The Big Bend. And I'm curious, the you guys have had, I think, two CDs prior to the upcoming release. This will be the first vinyl, right?
That's true, yeah.
And what was that? Same masters, right?
But no, it's a different master for the vinyl, which is something that I didn't know about. Madison knew about this process, but yeah, I guess there's different requirements for it, which is part of the reason we ended up going to Tree Lady, because of their their knowledge about how to make it sound good on vinyl.
Yeah, they've got all that analog stuff. There's Lurch still there.
I don't know.
He maybe not.
Garrett Haynes mastered our project.
Yeah. I guess vinyl, I know, is sort of chic these days, but is that something you've been wanting to do for a while? Or?
I mean, definitely, having your music on vinyl is a pretty cool thing and something I've always wanted. But yeah, it's coming back now, and I think it makes sense why it's coming back, because with digital media everywhere, CDs are kind of becoming pointless compared to streaming or MP3s, and vinyl lets you have it in this unique big format, and you can give away MP3s. I mean, you can email them to people. It's no problem.
It's something. And Andy's going to make a quick adjustment while I'm talking here. It's something. I played a record today, and I have not played an LP. I'm ashamed to admit it. I can remember what I said. I'm never going to play CDs, when they first came out. It takes all the art out of radio, and there's still a lot of art, but almost everything's digital now. I played an LP today because the song was not in print.
Okay.
And I went to talk about the song afterwards, and I was holding, the cardboard jacket in my hand. And I was like, oh my gosh, it took me back a long way. And it was like, wow, yeah, I remember. I could actually look at the art and read it and know every person that was playing on it. And I know something I appreciate, Chet, is that you publish your lyrics, which a lot of songwriters don't think is as important. I kind of like to be able to read lyrics, and I don't know if you've included those in the album or not, but they're online.
Yeah,
we
put all our lyrics online. We don't put them in with the album art, but that's it's mostly financially.
Yeah.
it costs a lot of money to add more you know, to add inserts and, you know, more flaps, you know.
Yeah, but just the more detail that you can put in, and that's got to be exciting. I'm sure you're itching to see them.
I mean, we actually have them, yeah.
Oh, good.
They're in already. It's really great. It's a nice, it's really like, you know, satisfying tactile experience to like open it up and put it on the record player and, you know, like watch the needle go around, you know.
It's probably a really good Valentine's Day gift for people that might be looking, you know, to go to Belvedere's.
Yeah, or, you know, tell their loved one they're not interested anymore.
Oh, there you go. The anti-Valentine. We gotta deal with this confidence. Here's evidence I don't love you anymore. Here's Chet Vincent in the Big Ben. No. Chet Vincent and the Big Ben. You can find their website is thebigben.net.
Yep.
That's how you can find out more about them. What would you like to do next?
Well, we're going to do a song from the album. This song is called Limousine. And it was one of the first songs that we started working up for this album. It's a pretty heavy song on the album. We're going to try and do it in this format and see how it goes. Hey, if you want to. Whoops. They say the country's busted, but the kids don't understand. Now they're getting restless, waiting. They're waiting on their man. They say the house we trusted was a temple built on sand. Now they take it to the street. They're waiting on their man. He came.
Chet Vincent and the Big Ben here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm sure you've heard this before. You have, Chet, your voice, you know, is kind of one of those clear bell-ringing voices that just really rises above just about anything. You guys are a little stripped down for us this morning, but it's amazing how you're floating up above the band. And I'm curious, just where do you learn to sing? And we may have talked about this before.
My career in singing has been a long trip. I'm not naturally a very good singer, and it's taken a lot of practice to get better. For many years, I was stuck kind of down in lower registers, and I didn't, you know, the older albums, if you go back and listen, you can hear kind of, you know, where I was at when we started. And it's just been constant practice. You know, I've never had any lessons or anything. It's just trying to slowly, you know, through trial and error, figure out what works. But recently, I realized that kind of singing higher works for me, getting into that range.
Yeah, I think it really does. And it fits the songs, which it's not surprising. I mean, you wrote the songs, the band arranged them, but it's your voice. But it's, there are a few, I don't like to draw comparisons or anything, but I think of a few singers. Phil Oakes comes to mind, a little bit Loudon Wainwright, about older artists. You know, these songs, the belting out, so to speak, rising above the music makes a lot of sense as opposed to sort of a breathy voice, you know, murmuring through the song, which it's neat to listen to the way your voice complements the songs. What's it like when you're doing the arrangements? Does it take you a while to negotiate? I mean, five players, we got four here today, but five players, that can be challenging.
Yeah, we've run into surprisingly few arrangement problems. It's kind of like I've gotten really good at writing for this group because we've been playing together a while. So I kind of know what they're going to want to do going into it, so I can gear the songs towards it. But, usually we have something new we want to start doing, and things just fall into place. I mean, She Gets the Best of Me is a good example of that. And we just started arranging that this week for this program. And yesterday, actually.
Yesterday. Well, that counts. That's this
but,
week.
But, the parts kind of come together. We practiced with Andy, and he's like, I got this little idea, and from those beginnings it starts, things start to make themselves known, the arrangements, come out of that. So it's pretty natural.
Some of your songs really, they do require some tight choreography. You've got some sudden stops starts, but you've left some room for improvisation, I think, too, which is nice. I don't know if anybody else wants to add anything. I've got the only mic that can make you heard, but I didn't mean to focus on Chet.
They seem all right with it.
Yes, I'm like teasing them.
Here's,
I got nothing. It's 12:45. Good morning to Bruce. He's enjoying your set this morning and says hello. And somebody else wanted us to say hello. Oh, Andre wanted to say hello. I'll bet you know Andre, do you? Andre Costello.
Who's, he's playing at our release show.
Yes,
on Friday.
I love Andre. He's a kindred spirit and is enjoying listening to the band. And thank you, Andre, for checking in. Let's give him some more music. What do you say?
Okay, I'm going to do a song by myself now.
You guys want to head out? And,
get out here, guys.
With the youth, we often, you guys will be nice and quiet while they all chat plays.
Okay. So this is another new song. It's called My Way. It's not on the album, but we'll hopefully be recording that this year. Her voice cutting through the madness. She always calls me out by name. And even though I understand her, I just can't change. I just can't change my way.
trouble rolling down the blacktop. I can feel it getting heavy. And even though I know what's coming, I just can't change. I just can't change my way. When I'm feeling down, she knows what to say. She's the one who's around each and every day. No doubt in my mind that I wanna treat her better. And even though I see she needs me, I just can't change. I just can't change. Yeah, I just can't change my way.
Chet Vincent and the Big Bend. Without the Big Bend that time.
It's pre-Big Bend.
Pre-Big Bend.
Pre-Bend.
PBB. Jenny Lynn, good morning to you. She's listening today, too. And enjoying the music, and thanks for your kind words. I was just checking to make sure I made a smiley face. I thought I made a frowny face. I'm not. It's hard. I wonder how long it'll be until the emoticons are just keys.
That's all that's on the keyboard.
Yeah, just emoticons.
We just speak in emoticons.
I mean, I'm at the point. Yeah, I think I can dictate text more accurately than I can type it these days. Although, it's. I'll muse about that on my own time. The CD release party is at Belvedere's, which is this coming Friday night. When's it start?
Music starts at 10.
Okay. And do you want to talk a little bit more about who's going to be there?
It'll be us, obviously, Andre Costello and the Cool Miners, and our friends Grand Piano, who are a really great Pittsburgh band.
Excellent. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just want to be sure we mention it. So it's this Friday.
This Friday,
10 o'clock, Belvedere's on Butler.
Butler Street. Yeah, yeah, right next to the Get-Go.
Okay. Right next to the Get-Go. Don't go to the Get-Go. Well, you could.
You could go there, yeah.
You can go there. I think we have time for one or two more, depending on length. We can probably fit two in.
Okay.
But it's your call.
We'll do one great, and we'll see where we're at.
Okay. And do consider going to thebigband.net to study up on these guys, learn more about the men behind the music. They are a little stripped down this morning in an acoustic set at Belvedere's. They'll be a little more loud, but
yeah,
still listenable.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. What's next?
This is an older song called Desert Gold. This is on the first album, and we've been playing this song for a long time, so we're gonna try that one out.
Folks who have the album, it'll be interesting to hear how you sing it now.
Yeah. Ready? Finally, the rental car died. It was on a highway, New Mexico.
feet rises from the rocks and moves in waves across the land. I can see the back seat in the rear view mirror, a book and a case of beer. Desert gold, I've been told, is a sight to behold. Some grow old, I've been told, never see the desert gold. Across the sand, while you sleep, I'll close my eyes every time a car passes by. Desert gold, I've been told, is a sight to behold. Some grow old, I've been told, never see the desert
Chet Vincent and the big band. I forgot how much I like what Andy does on keys. That was a really nice, just sort of a subtle little part there that mixes in, which is kind of neat. It's playing as a unit. So this coming Friday, we got about 4 minutes of radio time.
Cool, I got a 2.5 minute song.
Sweet. So before you do that, I'm going to just acknowledge some folks real quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to all our high school students today that talked about the work that they're doing to teach middle school students about green practices and better food development. Pittsburgh Youth, Feed It Forward, their program also this Friday night. You could go to it from 7 to 9 and then get Pittsburgh Obama and then go to Belvedere's at 10 o'clock and make a night out of it. Get gas in between at the get-go. Thanks also to Pittsburgh Music Academy and their cellists today and to the National Aviary, Kurt Hungen, for being with us today. Kurt Hungen, their new director of animal collections, and to our friends from the Society for Contemporary Craft, and of course to you. Thanks for being part of the program today, and to Chet Vincent and the Big Bend, who we'll close out with now. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thanks so much for having us. There are people that I know, I'll never understand. There are people that I know,
I'll never understand. When I try to say what's on my mind, I lose myself, I fall behind. There are people that I see, I'm never gonna be. There are people that I see, I'm never gonna be. When I try to say what's on my mind, I lose myself, I fall behind. Ooh, I know. Ooh, I know. Ooh, I know this world wasn't made for me. There are people that I love, I hope they love me. There are people that I love, I hope they love me.
Voice of Chet Vincent. Chet Vincent in the Big Bend this Friday night. Thank you to Linda for your contribution and for your notes about Morgan, Fred, Linda, Morgan. Thank you. Thanks also to Daniel in DC who said, sounds good, dudes. Who needs lead guitar anyway? And thanks to Jackie as well. Join us next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.